Windows 10. What to expect in the next two releases on September 24th in PC World by Mark Hockman. It's still early, but here's what we know. The next two Windows 10 updates, codenamed 19H2 and 20H1, reflect Microsoft's recent decision to split the major Windows 10 feature releases into two, a full-fledged update with new features and a secondary patch update. We've already had the major 19H1 update, known officially as the May 2019 update, so we're now looking forward to the minor 19H2 patch and then the major 20H1 feature release. Here's what we know so far about both of them. As of July 2019, the upcoming 19H2 feature will focus on quality enhancements, while the 20H1 feature will return to more substantive improvements. If the later hews to Microsoft's usual schedule, it'll drop in March or April of 2020. Interim beta builds will provide further hints about what's coming, and we'll continue to cover them. Meanwhile, here's where we stand on each release as of early August. New features for Windows 10 19H2. Microsoft has aimed for the 19H2 release primarily at enterprises, but a few potential features from recent builds are intriguing. We'll also see a number of tweaks to various UI elements. A change to enable third-party digital assistants to voice activate above the lock screen. Previously, Windows 10 voice control was the domain of Cortana, but with Amazon Alexa's integration into Windows as a Cortana skill, it appears you'll be able to yell at a laptop or desktop running Alexa, similar to the way you'd command a smart speaker. A fix to reduce the inking latency based on device capabilities. According to Microsoft, Windows apparently decided on its own what the inking latency could be depending on the typical hardware configuration rather than the actual capabilities of the device. An odd decision to make in the first place, but one that's apparently been rectified. With the 19H2 release, OEMs will be able to set this themselves. Event creation from the calendar flyout. If you click on the date and time in your Windows 10 1903 taskbar and expand calendar opens up along with your schedule for that day, clicking the small plus icon opens up the calendar app itself to add new events. In 19H2, a small flyout will allow you to create new events without needing to open the calendar app. Divvying up work among favored CPU cores. A CPU may have multiple favored cores, logical processors of the highest available scheduling class, according to Microsoft. To provide better performance and reliability, Microsoft has implemented a rotation policy that distributes work more fairly among these favored cores, the company says. That may help the longevity and performance of certain CPUs. Windows 10S now supports traditional Win32 apps via Intune. Windows 10S was originally designed to only run apps from the Windows Store, not wild Win32 apps from any source. Now there's a compromise. Admins will be able to send managed Win32 apps to Windows 10S machines. Notifications are better managed. You'll see the options to turn off particular apps' notifications right from the notifications. Notification settings, under Settings, then System, then Notifications, will now default to sorting notification senders by most recently shown notification rather than the sender name, according to Microsoft. And a Manage Notifications button at the top of the Action Center will launch the settings page. File Explorer now integrates with Windows Search. Recall that Microsoft made changes in the May 2019 update, or 1903, to speed up Windows Search, separating it from Cortana in the process. But File Explorer was left behind. Now, File Explorer will be powered by Windows Search. Microsoft says that it's designed to better integrate search results with OneDrive, though it may improve performance too. New features to Windows 10 20 H1. Microsoft's May 2019 update felt light on new features compared to prior releases. At this point, with many, many months to go, 20 H1 feels the same. Still, there's plenty of time for Microsoft to shift gears, especially if the majority of its developers are still fixing bugs in time for the 19H2 release. For now, there's a grab bag of upgrades and new additions. This isn't an exhaustive list, but rather the more interesting features as of September 2019. A new tablet experience for 2-in-1 PCs. Microsoft is merging the traditional tablet and desktop view in 2-in-1 PCs, moving away from a tiled interface to a more traditional desktop view, but with additional spacing. Cloud downloads during PC resets. If you like, you now have the option of entirely re-downloading Windows during a reset operation rather than restoring from a partition. A new terminal app and Windows subsystem for Linux. Because Microsoft is publishing new apps on its own schedule, the new terminal isn't specifically tied to any new release. Windows System for Linux 2, a faster version of WSL1, was released for Windows 10 Pro. Though it was added to the Insider program in June, it's on the 20H1 track. Emoji 12.0 is now fully supported. Through support for Emoji 12 was added as part of the May 2019 update, it's now fully supported after Unicode released the final version. Your phone now supports Android notifications and backgrounds. The Your Phone app is still somewhat hamstrung by device limitations, though virtually all Microsoft Surface devices can use it, but it can interact with a small cadre of phones that now includes the Samsung Galaxy S10 family, the Note 8 and Note 9, plus the OnePlus 6 and 6T. It now more fully mimics your Android phone, complete with notifications and background images too. Windows Ink links to the Whiteboard app. Microsoft's offered some lovely drawing apps, remember Fresh Paint? But Windows Ink is a tool that's been ignored as Microsoft focuses on business users. Now, Windows Ink will link more directly to the Microsoft Whiteboard app and also be able to perform a full screen capture or snip. We still have many months to go before 20H1 releases, so stay tuned.